Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If our county and the sheriff can afford that salary, why then can it deny paying earned sick leave to one of its deputies that left to take another position? It's no secret that the person that the sheriff is speaking of is Roman Jackson.
So this followed at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting on Thursday. Adam Ward was the speaker there after we had had Sheriff Johnson, who responded to the allegations that had been made previously by Ricky Cotton, essentially by giving a letter from Ricky Dixon, the Secretary of Corrections in Florida, explaining that the things that Ricky had alleged against Randy Tiff, Chief Deputy Tiff, were wrong. Also responding to the claim about financial improprieties by saying, hey, I get audited every year, so come try me. not a big deal. Showing, you know, or claiming that former deputy Ricky Cotton had been demoted for lying and perjuring and had to be reassigned to a, you know, out of the way assignment at the at the courthouse. So he answered all of that stuff. And then Adam Ward gets up and says, well, what about Roman Jackson, who has now been hired as the chief of police at UWF? Everybody up to speed? That's a lot of stuff. Sheriff Bob Johnson joins us now. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So I did want to give you a chance since, Adam spoke after you had spoken, and so you did not get a chance to respond to him about the issue with Roman Jackson and pay or, you know, whatever it is. Your opportunity to comment, however you want to comment.
Yeah, what Roman probably didn't tell him before he sent him to the county commission meeting was that Roman didn't retire. He resigned. And the county policy and the Florida retirement system policy is, if you resign and don't retire, you're not eligible to get your sick leave, period. I mean, that's just the way it is. And then people will say, well, you can do whatever you want. You're the sheriff. You can make an exception. Yeah, I could. I could pay him his sick leave. But then anybody else who quits within, you know, they could do 7 years and quit. I'd have to pay their sick leave because I set a precedent. So that's why he didn't get paid. If he would have stayed another 2 years and retired, he would have got paid a sick leave like everybody else that retires. You either have to do 25 years in the FRS or you have to be 55 years old, and he did neither. So there's no way I could pay him a sick leave.
Yeah, and precedents become a funny thing. You know, exceptions become precedents, yeah. And precedents become rules, and, you know, that's
correct.
Often how that works. I did want to ask you, I was just curious about something. With all of the stuff with Ricky Cotton and with the, the perjury charge in the background and all of that, and him saying things that were demonstrably false from, at least according to Ricky Dixon, about Chief Deputy Tift, who is going to be running for sheriff, and it's kind of asking you to speak for him, but is the chief deputy looking at like a defamation case against Ricky, or do you know?
I don't know. That's going to be his call. But another thing that was brought up was how much money he gets paid. And if you look around the panhandle, I believe Okaloosa has not only a chief deputy, but they have an undersheriff. So they're paying two salaries there that are pretty close to what Randy's making. And then also it's the same way in Escambia County. They have two chief deputies. And so he's getting paid for what he does, and he does a great job for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. And people just have to get over it, I guess, certain people. I mean, most of the public likes what we do and likes how we do it. So, I'm not really that worried about it. The other ones.
I'm going to ask you the kind of Andrew McKay question that Andrew McKay's brain produces. You ready? So I was listening to, I heard Ricky's comments. Obviously, I wanted to wait until we had your comments to, respond to them because I think that's just kind of fair.
Yeah.
So if he's lying in the county commission meeting, there's no consequence to that unless, Randy brings a defamation case. But it got me to thinking, like, if you go into a court and you lie, you get a charge. Yeah. I wonder what would happen if we had to swear in people for public forum at the county commission or the city council meetings. and what if it applied to county commissioners and staff, too? I mean, you know, people say the craziest things in these meetings. They say things that are just false. There's no consequence to it. I don't know that I love the possible effects of this, but there is a part of me that's like, man, it sure would be nice to be able to prosecute somebody for just lying to the politicians and to the public who listens.
Well, that would cut down on a lot of talking at that podium, wouldn't it?
The meetings would be shorter. They'd be less entertaining. I don't know. I'm just curious if you had a thought about that. You know, I know it's not really your purview, but, you know, I figured you'd appreciate the question.
Yeah, it's not. And it'd be a great world if we could do that, but that's not going to happen. So, and people have to realize, and most of the people, you know, in Santa Rosa County are very intelligent and they get what's going on. They see the political, you know, repercussions of people talking at that podium and what it's done over the years. Yeah. But I'll tell you this much, and this is the part people don't get. In Santa Rosa County, I can't remember one political figure that got elected after slinging mud. Not one. And now here you've got this certain segment just slinging all the mud to the wall, seeing what's going to stick, thinking that's going to make them, you know, help them get elected or whatever. And it's just not going to happen. I mean, the people in Santa Rosa County are pretty intelligent and they know that they would rather hear why you should be elected than why somebody else is saying you shouldn't be elected. So, you know, and they vote with their heads. So, I'm not too worried about it. And it's not going to go away. It's just going to get worse with people coming up with stuff at closer it gets to time. So it's going to be interesting.
Oh, also, by the way, you didn't resign. So we turned out to be 100% correct about that. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for a second because we did have a couple of pretty serious incidents we need to talk about. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
If you're on Mobile Highway between Massachusetts and Fairfield Drive, there's still an accident there going southbound, and traffic is backed up way past Massachusetts Avenue. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, Sean. Back to Senator of the Sheriff Bob Johnson. We had two deaths within the last week. One was last Monday, I think in the morning, so right around the time you and I might have been talking. But there was a house fire in Pace with a death, and you guys are part of that death investigation, or at least were part of the response, right?
Yeah, we were part of the response. And then the fire marshal comes in and medical examiner. So we're waiting basically on a lot of different stuff for that. Number one, you got to get the autopsy results. You got to get the toxicology results. And then hopefully we can figure out what happened. We had that one. Then we had a shooting at a party in Pace where one individual shot another one in the head. And, you know, you're drinking and you're playing with firearms. That's a pretty bad combination. And unfortunately, it ended up in a homicide.
So that one, the one in Pace, looks premeditated, looks accidental, was approximated by some fight or disagreement, or do we know?
Yeah, the suspect is in jail on a manslaughter charge.
Okay.
So it wasn't anything premeditated or anything. So, that's what he's going to be charged with, we think.
And the distinction for people who don't know, manslaughter would be where you do something that causes the death, but you were not intending. It wasn't based on malice. It was more of a negligent standard,
correct,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And the sentence for that usually is a whole lot less than a normal homicide. Usually manslaughter, you get around 10 years or so, 10, 15.
And again, I only tell this just because every once in a while it's good to inform people. The death penalty is never going to be the consequence of a manslaughter because the death penalty requires premeditation and aggravating factors, right?
Correct. So you, for the death penalty, you definitely have to have some aggravating factors.
Briefly back on the house fire, is there at this point any reason to think it was foul play, or do you just have to wait to be sure, or where does that stand?
Yeah, we just have to wait, and the one that'll figure out foul play or not for sure will if it's arson will be the fire marshal.
Okay. And I know a lot of time, you know, that part of the thing, and people don't realize this, I learned this from talking to the medical examiner, is the reason you have a death investigation sometimes on cases that seem obvious, like suicides, is because they're not always. And the reason you have fire investigations is because, you know, even though fires happen a lot spontaneously or accidentally, sometimes they're not. And that's exactly why you do the investigation, is to make sure before you close the case that it wasn't a crime, right?
Exactly right.
All right. Anything else we need to know? Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, anything else before we let you go?
Nope, I think that covers it.
Very good. Thank you for the time. Thank you for speaking on some of these issues and clarifying them. I know the county commissioners, Kerry Smith and Colton Wright, had kind of asked you to come and speak, and I know you were wanting to as well, so I'm glad you came and responded to some of that stuff. Sheriff, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for the time, and thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate you.
Sounds good. Take care.
820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business and you have employees, therefore you have benefits, you have human resources, you have payroll, you have, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, stuff that has to be done, stuff that's good for your employees, but stuff that you don't want to pay a lot of extra and you don't want them to have to pay a lot of extra, and you also want to make sure they get good stuff. Well, if everything's going great, then great. But if you don't love what you're doing right now, or you don't want to have to keep managing yourself, or you just want to find out if maybe there's a better way to do it, this is why you call Torgerson Consulting. They've been doing this for more than 20 years, helping local businesses like yours figure this stuff out, do it well, save money, provide extra benefits, and also choices. I know we started using them here at News Radio and Cat Country about 5 years ago in 2021, and they gave us choices we didn't have before, which, I mean, they're not miracle workers. Okay, the marketplace is what it is. Okay, it's a mess. But I have confidence that of what's out there, they have done their best to find the best alternatives. And then they give us choices of what we want to do. And, you know, we didn't really have that before. And we didn't have great customer service before. We had, I mean, outstanding customer service. They always answer our questions. They always take our call. If they don't know right away, they get back to us. And good detail answers for my engineer wife who asks detailed questions. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. That's Torgerson Consulting.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And it would have been mine if it hadn't been for those meddling kids.
Good morning, 823, News Radio 92.3. Go on, give it to her, Tony's Basil. Oh, yeah. Got to let it pay off just a little bit. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News in the newsroom this morning with our... Oh, sorry, John. I messed you all up there. David Wayne has got our headlines for us. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. A South Carolina police officer is recovering after a shooting that officials there say seems to be a targeted attack against law enforcement. Police in Greenville say the officer was sitting in his patrol car when he was ambushed and shot multiple times. A suspect fled the scene and was chased by other officers and eventually killed in an exchange of gunfire.
Greenville where?
South Carolina.
Yep. Where my son lives. Okay. All right.
And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Justice Department has issued a subpoena to the central bank warning of a possible criminal indictment. Powell believes that the subpoena is the latest attempt to influence the Fed and its interest rate decisions. And Deadheads paying tribute to a legend, Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead has passed away. He was remembered by many as the last actual hippie. Weir co-founded the Grateful Dead after meeting Jerry Garcia as a teenager in California.
So I'm not much of a Grateful Dead fan. I mean, I think I can name trucking. You know, it's just not my style of music. But the morning, and I think it was the 5 o'clock news, and they were talking about this, and she started to make the comment that, you know, that he filled the room with more than just music, and I swear I thought she was going to say, and plenty of smoke too. But she didn't. She went on to say, you know, good spirits and happy times and something like that. And I thought, I think that the Dead fans would have appreciated the other joke. Personally. Yeah, so that's
probably just goes without saying. Yeah. Didn't even need to be made.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I appreciate that. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Mobile Highway between Massachusetts Avenue and Fairfield going southbound. Traffic's starting to move just a little bit, but it's still backing up there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. And look, I know in these meetings, county commission meetings, Santa Rosa, Scambia, city council, all that, a lot of times we focus on like the controversy and the difficult stuff and all of that. And I mean, I'm rightly so. I also love the positive stories. I love the human moments. And you had Nikki Powell, who is the HR director, naming the selectee for Employee of the Month in Escambia County on Thursday.
Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of County Commissioners of Escambia County, Florida, hereby commends and congratulates Ms. Nastasha Crenshaw England in her selection as Employee of the Month for January 2026.
Absolutely. And she talked a little bit about what distinguishes her from anybody else or what made her worthy of this recognition.
I joke that she deserves hazard pay for that main phone line. We get citizens of Escambia County who don't know who else to call. They see human resources and they think we are the area to help. She has taken it upon herself to create a directory. And if somebody's trying to reach the sheriff's office, she doesn't just tell them that you have the wrong number. She says, here's the number. Here's who you can call. Here is the number for the Escambia County Utilities Authority. When the government was shut down, she took it upon herself to put a resource list together for the calls that we were getting to help citizens of Escambia County. And while it's never expected, the personal touches, the have you eaten today from the director's aide, it doesn't go unnoticed.
I love all that. I love that above and beyond. I love that thinking about the end user and being, you know, helpful to them. And, you know, I just as a contrast, I remember when I was in Greenville and they had a storm and there was I visited my son and there was a tree branch down on the road and I called the county. And they're like, well, that's not our road. It's a state road. You need to call South Carolina Department of Transportation. And I'm like, well, can you just transfer me or give me the number? She's like, no. I'm like, cool. So it's good to hear that we have employees here who think better than that, who do better than that. Ashley Hoffberger and Lumen May.
So I just want to say you were one of the people who like lifts the spirit of the room. I got in the elevator with you and it had been a crap morning and you were just so nice and so kind. And I get out of the elevator and I walk in and I tell Melanie, I was like, she is the nicest person. And she had the biggest smile and you were just so warm and friendly and it totally changed the trajectory of my day. So I just want to tell you people recognize that and they feel it when they're around you. So thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Natasha, thank you. I mean, it's so hard to get in that office, but you always get me in there. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, without you, I probably would never go down to human resources.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
And I love, I mean, you know, Ashley's a very upbeat person publicly, but I'm, you know, like everybody else, she has bad days, things that bother her, whatever. And I love that she acknowledges that, you know, this employee, Nastasia, I'm probably saying her name wrong, but I'm sorry, Nastasia Crenshaw England. But I saved my favorite clip for last because, you know, the politicians get their fair share of criticism. I think we should also be fair and compliment them when they do well. I try to do both. Some people make it harder than others, but I try to do both, you know. But I, you know, a lot of times staff, generally speaking, I cannot say this enough times. Generally speaking, in both counties and in all the cities in this area, we just have great staff. We really, really do. And it's, you know, I'm sure they're not all gems. Okay. It cannot be that they're all gems, but generally speaking, the ones who I work with, the ones who you work with, certainly the ones who get the recognitions are just, they're not just pretty good. You know, they're kind of amazing. And so my question to you is, when you're thinking about this person and her attitude and her influence on the work and the public and how the commissioners talk about her, what would be the least surprising thing for her to say?
Thank you. First, giving honor to God tonight, to my amazing team for nominating me.
the committee for selecting me, and you, the board, for recognizing me tonight. If I can leave something with you tonight, remember, all you need is faith, trust, and a little pixie dust. Thank you.
I love it. A woman of faith. How surprising. How completely unsurprising. How completely unsurprising that this woman is a woman of faith. And we see that, you know, I think about some of the comments we've heard from the football players after their games, like the quarterback at IU and, you know, some other folks. And, you know, for some people, the, you know, I want to credit God is a little bit of a, you know, like they have to, like they just kind of shove it in. And for other people, you can tell that it's just kind of who they are. You know, it's not a label on the door, it's the whole house. And I think for this young lady who I know from about 30 seconds worth of talking, is it's the whole house. It's the subfloor, it's the roof, it's like everything, it's a driveway. The Spirit of Christ is, and the Holy Spirit is everywhere in her life, and it just beams out of her all over the place. And I'm glad we have so many people like her, and we need more of them.
I'm Therese Crowley. Markets launched the week feeling uneasy, with Fed Chair Jerome Powell posting a video fighting the Justice Department probe into him for the lavish renovation at the Fed, $2.4 billion. Powell claims political prosecution because President Trump doesn't like the high interest rates under Powell.
This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation.
President Trump says he didn't know about the probe. He's watching Iran's collapsing regime, says Iran called to negotiate, but that he may have to act before the meeting in response to reports that Iranian troops killed hundreds of protesters. And the movie about the deep political battle in America, one battle after another, takes home 4 Golden Globe Awards. Top TV show, The Pitt, about life in the ER. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 38 degrees right now. We got partly cloudy skies. Our forecast on the way with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. An Escambia Sheriff's Office investigation has now determined there was no foul play in the death of a man found December 15th in a wooded area near Jim Allen Elementary School. The 56-year-old man died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He'd been reported missing just a few weeks prior on December 1st from the area of Olive Road and Cody Lane. His body was found off Eden Lane and Highway 95A across the railroad tracks from the school. The investigation was conducted by the Sheriff's Office and the Medical Examiner's Office. The Coast Guard is replacing some critical navigation aids in Destin's East Pass. Congressman Petronas pushing for those upgrades after sending a letter to the Coast Guard back in December. The area handles heavy vessel traffic and is vital to local fishing, tourism, and boating. Petronas says the navigation aids would be essential for mariners and for first responders. Well, Pensacola's red light cameras issued about 30,000 citations in their first year. Those cameras were installed at 5 intersections last January to reduce crashes. The worst of those spots, 9th Avenue and Gregory Street, accounting for nearly a third of those citations by itself. Acting Police Chief Kristen Brown will present some data on those cameras and their effectiveness at a city council meeting later this week on Thursday. The city needs to decide whether to renew the camera contract and allow public input. An Okaloosa County woman's accused of running an online fundraising scam. Crestview's Maitland White was arrested for online impersonation. According to court records in Texas, she pretended to be the father of a teenage girl that died in flooding in Texas last year and asked for money on GoFundMe and on SpotFund. The girl's real father found out and called the authorities. Investigators say White told them she was a single mom and just looking for some easy money. There's no word currently on how much money she collected. Well, Perdido Key is split down the middle on beach access. On one side, beach advocates and families who say the public has a right to use the beaches. On the other side, property owners that paid millions for beachfront property.
The Perdido Key Association Board of Directors opposes customary use on Perdido Key private beaches and hopes the concerns of our beachfront private property owners will be well considered in any upcoming discussions.
Charles Krupnik represents the Property Owners Association, and Escambia commissioners will be considering opening up Perdido Key's private beaches under Florida's customary use law, something Walton County did recently, but that led to years of legal disputes for them. Property owners would no doubt challenge the decision if the beaches were opened up here. The county legal team says it could mean years of legal battles, millions in costs. Commissioners will discuss the issue in February. Now, the manager of a Dollar General in Century was sentenced on grand theft charges. Officials say Casey Lee Rice failed to turn in store deposits totaling nearly $8,000 earlier this year. Dollar General reported the missing deposits of $5,500 and $2,500 were recovered from her purse. Rice reportedly admitted to taking the money in a written statement, pleaded no contest. She was sentenced to probation plus court costs and restitution. Rice told deputies she was struggling financially due to a vehicle breakdown. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Let's see here. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Mobile Highway. Let's see here. It's between Massachusetts and Fairfield Drive, and not seeing a very little delay. Right now, the delay is in the northbound lane instead of the south. Let's see here. I-10. Eastbound is looking good. Westbound's looking good. And let's see here. No other delays to let you know about. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now we're Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be looking at some very cold weather as we go through your day today. We are starting off with temperatures in the 30s. Highs today in the low 50s. As we head overnight tonight, temperatures expected to drop close to freezing again. As you head into Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 59. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping into the 40s. We'll be looking slightly warmer on Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain, high near 62. But temperatures back on the Thursday by Wednesday night. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and a chilly start to our morning. Right now it's 39 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. And your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. Your money now this hour. Taking a look at our opening prices from Wall Street. The Dow is down almost 0.9% right now at 49,085.14. S&P down about 0.25%, 69.50 even. The NASDAQ is down about 2 points at 23,668.213. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate this morning, up slightly, 4.19%. Gold is up 96.70 at 45.97.60. Silver up 4.58 at 83.92. And Bitcoin is down just slightly at 90,479 even this morning. Google's parent company, Alphabet, signing another big drone contract. Wing is expanding its drone food delivery business with Walmart. Once the expansion is finished, the drone service would reach roughly 10% of the nation. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Justice Department has issued a subpoena to the central bank, warning of a possible criminal indictment. Powell said it comes from his June Senate testimony concerning renovations at the Federal Reserve office buildings. He said the subpoenas, he believes, are the latest attempt to influence the Fed and its interest rate decisions. Consumer sentiment is improving for the second straight month. The University of Michigan's early reading for January edged up to reach its highest level since September. Survey officials say consumers see signs of modest improvement in the economy, although sentiment does remain nearly 25% below last January. And today begins National Pizza Week. The National Day calendar says its origin is unknown, but it's celebrated from January 11th to January 17th. Research firm Technomic says consumer spending at the largest U.S. pizza chains totaled an estimated $30 billion in 2025. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
It's hard to know what exactly is my favorite part of this segment. Part of it is that when I talk to people, this is the only thing they ever remember from the show, that or Days of Our Milton. Part of it is like on Friday when we had Leap in here and they were all a buzz with the topics we talked about for 3 minutes afterwards. Totally. Part of it is the look of just dread that I see on Meg and John's face. Told them in advance what the topic is.
No, you haven't.
Meg's over here actually resting her forehead on the mic sock, like in just... I'm just
it's
not
just
ready for
morning
this.
And I never know what's coming.
Can you just give us a break one time? Okay, this is not related to today's question, but I do want to let everybody know, fair warning, it is National Kiss a Ginger Day. So, you know, watch out. Your gingers do tend to be a little extra, you know, redheaded. And also, it is National Coming of Age Day. Not related, although maybe. You never know. 437-1620, the topic of the day. You ready?
That was the distraction
that was,
before.
That was the, look
totally
at the shiny
confused
thing on my right hand. Yeah. Here's my left.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. Albums or songs?
Oh.
Albums or songs? What do you prefer to listen to? 437-1620. Are you a playlist person? Are you a scheduled playlist? Are you a shuffle, a random? You know, just how much do you trust Spotify to guide your life? Or do you listen to albums and prefer to listen to albums in their entirety? And if you're kind of looking quizzically at your radio with the question, what's an album? I don't even know where to start, but you know it's true.
Stop it.
What's an album? An album is a preset set of, it's like a playlist, okay, but it's preset by the artist and it's meant to be listened to in order because they used to sell you music on a physical device called a record or a compact disc or an 8-track or an audio cassette tape or just going to move on now. Okay, so 437-1620, songs or albums? What do you listen to? John?
Well, working in radio for over 20 years, I'm a songs person.
Nice brag, by the way.
Well, I mean, it set up why I say it is because, you know, we play songs and I go and I listen to those.
So you like to DJ for yourself?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Meg?
Well, you know where I'm going to go.
I don't know. I'm curious.
Okay. Well, I'm old school, so I grew up in the era of those things, albums.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite thing to do is, because albums used to be works of art themselves.
Right.
So the artists would take great pains in the order of the songs. Sometimes a song would end with a certain melody and lead into, like if you listen to if Pink Floyd, Dark of the Moon.
Yes.
Okay.
Or The Wall, either one.
But right. You got to listen to the whole thing. Jesus Christ Superstar. I used to sit there and listen to the whole thing. So there was an artistry that happened then. They don't do that today. It's basically contained within a song. So yeah, sure, I listen to playlists and Spotify and all that stuff. But there is nothing better than sitting down and just putting the headphones on and listening to the creativity of an artist and the entire music. It's like a musical piece to me. So I've always loved that.
But
I love music, so I have an album worshiper. I love music, so I have it all.
And I mean, not even mentioning things like the cover art for the album.
Exactly. And
or
then
the
you would
liner
read
notes
the liner
or all
notes
the discussions
inside,
of, right, right.
And you'd just be able to read who were the producers on it, who was the background singers. Some of those older albums, it's amazing who some of the background singers were. It was just in the collaborations where they go in the studio and they would collaborate and create something. Any of the Beatles albums, oh my gosh, Beach Boys album. I mean, when you go back and think, I'm definitely dating myself. Oh, it's painful, but okay, I'm going to go for it. But even today, Bruno Mars and some of the other artists of today have great albums. Prince, for example.
Right. I mean, agreed.
So that's where I would take it.
You know, question for you. Do you ever go back deliberately or go deliberately to find albums anymore, or do you more just rely on the albums you already have? I ask because one of the things I've been doing for years is if I hear a song, especially if I hear more than one song by somebody that I think is good, I will deliberately go listen to the whole
album.
And sometimes it's disappointing. And sometimes it's amazing. And it's worth the amazing ones to endure the disappointing ones.
I'm truly a musician and artist at heart. So
yeah,
I really love, if I hear a song, I think, oh, wow.
I wonder what their album is.
Let me hear some more.
Yeah.
So I'm still exploring.
And you can definitely tell the difference between an album that was just 10 songs put in it.
Thrown together.
Or an album.
Correct.
You know, that has an essence of it. And I totally agree with that. 437-1620. Before we get to your texts, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free and also delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So here's my answer to this question, which is I am a 97% albums.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I have a old phone that I use primarily as an MP3 player that I listen to meetings on and all that. You know, I'll record the meeting and throw it on there and I'll listen to it. And it's full of, if you looked at it right now, I probably have more albums on that than I have songs on that, individual songs, because I love listening to albums. And I actually feel like you're doing something wrong when you skip to a song or whatever, because I'm so accustomed to listening to them all. And sometimes I decide, you know, I don't have a whole album in me for this, and I'm just not going to listen to it. There are occasional exceptions to that, but I love listening to albums. And you find, that's how you find music you didn't know about. You know, you find some stuff's not that great.
You hear a hit song, but it comes from an album and there'll be four other songs on it that you fall in love with.
Yeah. And it is largely, you have the order of song issue where you learn that this song comes after this song. And so if you're ever listening to the radio and you hear that song and then the other one, it's a disappointment.
Right.
You know, how dare they? Do you know what comes next? I mean, that's side two, track two. You know, what are you doing to me?
Right.
So, no, I'm very much an album fan. Songs are fine, but, and actually one of the most disappointing things, and anybody who's ever bought albums knows this, is to love a song and find out, yeah, that was pretty much the one.
Right, that's true.
That's what they had
on that
album.
But I love the catalogs. I collect catalogs of artists. So Elton John had everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, so then when I go to the concert because I can see it live. And a lot of times they'll go to a concert and they'll play their hits.
Yeah,
but if you're
an
album listener,
yeah,
they'll play those other songs that aren't as popular, and those are the best.
I know you and I are talking a lot, I'm not getting the text, but I will in a second. One thing I have noticed is albums I grew up owning and have listened to dozens, hundreds of times, maybe more, are different because I know the songs, where on the sides, all of that, because I played them physically, you know, the vinyl. Albums I listen to these days, I know that's Erasure or Depeche Mode, but it's not like Van Halen or Pink Floyd where I know it. I just don't know, well, what album is that on? Because it's not ownership in the same way. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of a sad thing to me, but, you know,
well,
it's just a byproduct of what you learn, yeah.
They used to come out. It was
a big deal.
Billy Joel's
next release,
and then you'd run to the store and get it and all that stuff. But
all right, to the text, 437-1620. Somebody says, songs, good ones, and at random. Somebody says, see, Don says, albums, unless most of the album is bad. And I agree with that. There are some albums I don't. And sometimes there's a great song on the album. Songs, but now, but I do put together a playlist, like John, kind of DJs for himself. Jazz album, rock record. I'm not sure what jazz album is. Jazz. Oh, I see. Okay. They're making a joke about format, I think. Let's see. Somebody says, I don't know what that has to do with anything. I take it as it says because Andrew McKay never brags about anything ever. I'm not sure what that was, what that had to do with, but I mean, I'm sure it's a J at my expense, but I don't know what it refers to, or I'd laugh. Great artist, I'll listen to an entire album. Otherwise, it's just the songs. See, mostly playlists, but I do have a, you know, I've never made playlists really.
Ooh, I did.
Which is weird because I always made mixtapes. Always made mixtapes. And I don't know why.
What's the difference?
When it's so easy now. No, I mean, like when you physically would have to record songs onto a cassette or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it is today. I can't explain why I don't make playlists. I would think it'd be natural. Maybe it's so easy. It's easier than it's ever been. And yeah, I just don't do it. Let's see. Somebody says songs when driving, albums if at home. Oh, this is a friction point in my marriage, by the way.
Uh-oh.
My wife knows songs. She hates albums.
Oh.
Even of artists where I'll say, hey, well, we should listen to the whole Aerosmith album. And she's like, no, I don't want to listen.
Oh.
So.
Have her listen to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
I want to keep my marriage. Let's see.
Oh, God. Okay.
Speechless.
Somebody says my hair is no longer. She's not an Elton John fan. My hair is no longer red, but I'm still a ginger. Please don't ask me to prove it. That's funny. Let's see. Somebody says Frank Zappa, Joe's Garage from beginning to end. Great album. Tells a story. Even has a narrator, the central scrutinizer. It's genius. Somebody says, LOL, I play vinyl albums on my record player at the house.
Yay.
And let the whole record play. And I put a CD in at home and I may skip a few songs on the album. Yeah, CDs did make it easier to skip. It was kind of a pain to skip with records. You could do it, but it was a little hard to do. Play some Grateful Dead in honor of Bob Weir. Oh, you know what? I don't think I have any in my playlist. I'll have to look and see in the break. All right, 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. There you go. Question of the day. I'm Andrew McKay.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number? Where customer service is a chatbot and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few if any fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Extreme close up! Wah! Wah! Wah!
Excellent extreme close up.
And what I heard from Meg and John was, great album.
Sting album is a great album.
Oh, you know, Sting is an artist for sure.
Gosh.
Absolutely. You know, I exactly broke my promise. I'm like a dog with the, you know, squirrel ball. I just totally forgot to look up to see if I had any Grateful Dead. But I do have this I'll just say, unusual news item for you.
A bizarre story out of Pennsylvania this morning where a man is accused of stealing more than 100 skeletons from a cemetery. Jonathan Gerlach is charged with nearly 500 counts, including abuse of a corpse and burglary. Police say they arrested the 34-year-old after he was caught desecrating a monument at the cemetery. According to the Delaware County District Attorney, some of the skeletons are hundreds of years old, though it's unclear what he was doing with the remains. Gerlach is being held on $1 million bail.
What?
I've got nothing for that.
Why?
Wow.
Why would you have to share that this morning?
It's just so weird.
It's Monday.
Who steals skeletons? I mean, I guess everybody's got to collect something, but...
Whoa, wait a second.
My golly.
That's
just so weird. I mean, maybe this guy's out dating, and he...
No.
Tells people what he likes to collect. Oh, I collect skeletons. How do you get them? Let's not talk about that. I mean, just like, it's such a...
Sick?
Yeah, super weird. Just super weird. On that note, John Pickens has traffic on the
I fives. Really do appreciate all this love here. All right, so still...
Oh, the joke about bragging was because I had made fun of you for your... I've been in radio for 20 years, which you weren't really doing. I was just making fun. He says, not that Andrew McKay ever brags about anything ever. Okay, fair enough.
Fair.
Yeah, all right,
exactly.
Go on.
All right, so no accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110, 90, 29, 98. All look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I am going to just a little bit of a reward for some people.
Driving that train.
Last surviving member of Grateful Dead, is that right? I think that's right, passed away. So there you go. For those of you who love the Grateful Dead, there's a little bit of payoff for you. Sorry, I hadn't played any earlier. 437-1620, 437-1620. Facebook is building nuclear reactors. Put her mic on. Is it? I couldn't hear.
What?
Yeah. Facebook is building nuclear reactors. Take a guess at why. You can figure this out.
No, I can't.
Sure you can.
Mm-mm.
What's AI big into? What do they need a lot of?
Power.
Yeah.
Power.
Okay. Got it. No, data storage and AI.
Yippee.
And you need a massive... source of power for that, and power supply is a big deal for them. So yeah, they are contracting with a nuclear power company. Meta has cut three deals to power its artificial intelligence data center, securing enough energy to light the equivalent of about 5 million homes. Facebook parent company announced agreements with TerraPower, Okio, and Vistra. Yep, household names for nuclear power for its Prometheus AI data center being built in New Albany, Ohio. They just make them a country. They should just be a country. If you're building nuclear power plants, for nuclear power for the Prometheus data center, be a 1 gigawatt. I'm not doing it. Cluster spanning across multiple data center buildings. It's anticipated to come online this year. Three deals together will support up to 6.6. gigawatts, or prefer you per the Doc Brown, gigawatts of new, I did it, and clean energy by 2035. Their agreement with TerraPower will provide funding that supports the development of two new natrium units. I looked that up and I still don't understand it exactly. It's salt. It's related to salt. Capable of generating up to 690 megawatts of firm power with delivery as early as 2032. So they're building them all over the country. Clean power for, and Meg's the horrified look on Meg's face is so precious that I just
I'm
love
so
it.
I'm so transparent.
No, I mean, you're not only surprised, you're just aghast that they would be doing this, which is, I think, not an unreasonable, response.
It's just kind of scary how things are advancing so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, just so quickly.
These international companies with massive political power, control over speech. Now they're just building nuclear power plants. Ho-hum, just another day at the Facebook.
21 gigawatts!
I had to kind of play it. So anyway, so that's a piece of information that you may not have had. I'm not going to do this one at the very end of the show. No. But I will say this. If you're unhappy... there's a theory that one of the reasons you might be unhappy is your house is too big.
Yes, yes, I have that issue.
Well, here on, there.
That is so not my issue.
One theory is if you have a house that's really too big for you to enjoy it, that the maintenance of the house, the cutting of the grass, the paying of the bills, the thinking about the rooms you do not actually live in that you pay the heat for, all the stuff drains you of your joy. And also that because it takes time and effort and awareness, it actually draws that away from other things that you might enjoy more. So it's opportunity cost. So let's say a house costs you, I don't know, $800 a month more than a house you'd be happier in, you'd be just as happy in. Well, that's $800 a month that you would be enjoying by spending it with friends or on going out to eat or on gifts or whatever else you would do, travel with that money. So the dream of the American dream of the big old house might be part of why you're not as happy as you could be. Just a thought.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it's